would help bring an end to recalls. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
Dow futures are down 5 points. This is NPR News.
This is WCVE Public Radio. Certified financial planner Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of the business news. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. How you doing?
Well, we are sometimes accused of being merchants of doom and gloom around here when it comes to talking about the business news. But last week was certainly dismal by any imagination. It was a very disappointing jobs report on Friday, and Friday turned out to be the worst day of the year in the stock markets. What more can we say?
Well, I think you're right, Wayne. There's no way to approach it but be very direct about it. It was not a good week, and both the U.S. side, the European side in particular, just no way to sugarcoat it. You're right. I often get asked by people, how am I going to spin this or that? But we got to call it as we see it. The job report for May was lousy. It was less than half the expected jobs reported for the month of May. Even the prior months were reduced as well. Of course, we continually see news day by day about Spain and about Greece over in Europe, and that's eroding investor confidence over there. Unemployment here stayed above 8%. The odds are getting increasingly higher that the U.S. Federal Reserve will launch another round of fiscal stimulus, which is dubbed QE3 already. Okay, if I had to pick a silver lining of any, oil prices are dropping. That means gas prices are lower at the pump as summer begins. That feels good for some people. Also, pessimism is very high, and what that means is, from a contrarian standpoint, we may be setting up for some sort of rebound in the near term in stock prices, but otherwise not a very good week.
Well, Professor, I understand you have a quiz for me this morning.
Yeah, Wayne, school's about to leave, and I want to make sure you learn something this year, so I'm going to have a little fun today with a little pop quiz. Are you ready for it?
I am ready, sir.
All right, this will be true-false, so this is good, Wayne, so you got a good shot at getting each one right. Here we go.
50-50 chance. Right?
Yeah, number one, true or false, Wayne, the stock market always goes down in May.
Well, always is a long time, so I'm going to say false.
That's good. Good test-taking, Wayne. It is not always, but it just feels like it. There's an old saying on Wall Street, sell in May and go away, which is meant to avoid the slower summer months. For the past 3 years, May has been down after starting the year very strongly. 2009 was an exceptionally good period for May, but there is evidence that shows the period from basically November through April is the best part of the year for investing, and May through October is somewhat slower. Why? Maybe because schools are in session during the late fall and winter. There's a kind of a work mentality that exists among people. And also budgets are spent and allocated in the fourth and first quarters. This May was unusually hard on stock investors, with the major indices down about 6 or 8%, basically putting us back to where we were in January. All right, question number two, Wayne.
Okay.
All German bonds pay interest.
Well, we always hear about the German economy being pretty strong compared to some other parts of Europe. I'll say true on that.
That's false, Wayne. I got you. Amidst all the craziness last week, the German government issued new 2-year bonds paying 0.0%. Now, you might say, who in the world would buy them? Well, they were oversubscribed heavily. People lined up out the door to buy 0% bonds because they fear they're losing their money elsewhere. Now, the 10-year German bonds pay about 1.2%, which is also a record low. And this is for the largest economy in Europe, or what they call the strong man of Europe. High bond prices and low bond yields were everywhere in the UK, France, everywhere. All over Europe were hitting record low yields. And the speed of it has surprised a lot of people. Our own U.S. government bonds for 10 years dipped below 1.5% last week. Bottom line, rates are going to stay very low for another several years. All right, Wayne, question number three. You ready for it?
Okay.
Japan has made huge gains in recovering from last year's tsunami. True or false?
I think that's true.
That is true. Good. After the cataclysm of March 2011, Japan is back with great resilience. Here's some facts. Japanese gross domestic product was up in the first quarter at an annualized rate of 4%. Wayne, that's double the U.S. output right now. Car sales for the big three, Toyota, Honda, and Nissan, were up sharply from last year's trough. Toyota up almost 90%, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Capital spending by businesses of all types were much stronger than expected for the first quarter. Now, skeptics say it's all because of government stimulus late last year, which is propping things up in a country that's been beset by deflation for over 20 years. Okay, that may be true. Another issue to watch for is Japan. Is how strong the yen has gotten in world currency markets. Sooner or later, that is going to hurt domestic manufacturing and consumption. Basically, the Japanese leaders will do whatever they can to prevent deflation right now. Wayne, have we got time for one more?
We have about 40 seconds, yes, sir.
Question number four. More than half the stocks in the stock market pay a higher dividend yield than our U.S. government bonds. True or false?
I'm going to take a guess on that and say true.
You are right. As of now, there are about 300 of the 500 stocks in the S&P 500 pay a better dividend yield than our 10-year Treasury bonds. Now, that reflects low interest rates, but also reflects that corporations are in good shape, flush with cash. Wayne, you got three out of the four right. That's 75%. I'd say you passed my little pop quiz.
Okay, do I get a passing grade for the semester?
Yes, I'll let you go. You can advance to the next level.
Okay. Thanks to Brian Ford of RBC Wealth Management, who joins us Monday mornings here for his analysis of the business news. Portions of today's programming are made possible by Elizabeth and Roger Pittard in celebration of their 45th wedding anniversary. It's 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Thank you.